If you had to choose the best childhood story of all time to read to a young person before they go to bed, ask any parent, ask any babysitter or older sibling, or perhaps you heard the book yourself when you were going to sleep. And that person will undoubtedly answer, "Good Night, Moon." And let me tell you a little bit about Good Night, Moon, if you haven't read the book before. Good Night, Moon is set in a big green room, and tucked away in a bed is a little bunny. And before that bunny drifts off to sleep, he starts to say goodnight to all of the familiar parts of his room. Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, bears. Good night, chairs. Good night, kittens. Good night, mittens. And I don't care how old we are, I believe that we can fill in those silly rhymes. Written in 1947, author Margaret Wise Brown was able to create a safe, intimate world for any child to fall asleep. So imagine, for the last 50 years, children have clung on to that same story, to those silly rhymes, that same bedtime tale. And I think that the draw of Good Night, Moon makes sense. The element of Good Night, Moon that is so appealing, that is so reassuring, is the fact that when you go to bed at night, this particular story is telling you, through pictures and rhymes, that when you wake up, everything you love, everything that you hold close and near and dear to your heart, will be exactly the same when you wake up in the morning. What a beautiful picture to create before one goes to bed. And of course, the appropriate picture to paint for a child. Against the darkness of the night, page by page, Good Night, Moon explains that yes, shadows might drift over the playroom, and the bliss of morning is hours away. But rest assured, when you wake up, your story will be the same. Everything will be right where it was hours before. In Good Night, Moon, nothing changes. And it's that repetition, night after night, year after year, that establishes normalcy, routine, and comfort. And yet, as childhood wanes, so does the message of Good Night, Moon. Too many of us know in very hard ways that when we wake up, everything is not as it once was. Too many of us wake up remembering a fresh loss in our family, the familiarity of a family member or a friend that was once routine or taken for granted is now gone. Too many of us wake up to find out that someone that we love has become ill and is in need of healing. And too many of us wake up without sleeping at all because the normalcy, the routine, the comfort in our lives was shattered in one quick rush, one fleeting moment. In life, we know to expect those ups and those downs, and so the message of Good Night, Moon, well, that message only lasts so long. When we are unable to cling to the repetitious comfort of a storybook, we must ask ourselves a very hard question. What is it that exists in this world that enables us to lie down peacefully at night? The Midrash tells us a story about a man who was walking along a road upon nightfall. And plunged into that darkness, someone runs up to the man and kindles a light for him. But what happens? As he's walking along, that light blows out. And of course, another person comes along and decides to light another lamp for this man. And he walks a few more steps, and of course, that light blows out too. And so the man quietly says to himself, from now on, I will wait for nothing. I will wait for nothing but the light of the morning. Now, at first glance at this midrash, at this story, one might think that the man refused to keep going, that he refused to keep walking, that he wished to wallow in the misery of the night, a night that pushed him back further and further. But if you look deeper into his words, if you probe just a little bit, I think you see a different picture altogether. Yes, that man could have easily said, "The darkness comes time and time again. The wind blows out the light that I carry in my hands, and I'm sick and tired of those pitfalls that stop me along my way." But the man didn't say that. Rather, this man kept walking along his road, even through the plunging darkness. And he decided, what was it that would keep him going? It was knowing that the light of day would push him forward. You see, this man clung on to a God-given light. A God-given light that would allow him to step out of the darkness. I think we are afraid of the dark because we know that the world we might wake into is very different than the one we saw before going to sleep. And yet what we learn this morning is that although this world is an ever-changing place, a place with loss and destruction and emptiness and chaos, rest assured, there is a constant in this world. There is a constant in this world that has the ability to bring each and every one of us comfort if we choose to find it. No matter how dark the night may be, no matter how treacherous the road, we know that there are glimmers, there are glimpses, there are pockets of God-given light in this universe. And if we choose to wait for nothing, if we choose to reach forward towards that light of the morning, fear and hesitation are pushed aside, and hope and faith are there to take its place. God-given light. It may be a constant, but that is a constant, a light that we have to search for, because that's a light that changes form day by day. God-given light takes the shape of a friend offering a hug on a particularly hard day. God-given light is that unexpected phone call from a loved one that you haven't heard from in ages. God-given light is the unsolicited advice you might receive from someone when you did not receive the job call that you wanted. And I believe that God-given light is the consistency of coming to a place like Sinai Temple every Shabbat morning and knowing that we have a place to call our spiritual home. God-given light is the power that brushes away the paralysis of our fear and allows us to walk one step further. Nachamu, nachamu ami. In the Haftorah this morning, God tells his people to be comforted. Twice he says, "My people, lessen your pain." But in 2010, we wish it were that simple. We wish all we needed to do was plug in a nightlight, read "Good Night Moon," and rest easy. But what's funny is that in a way, we realize that Goodnight Moon is right. No, perhaps the bears and the chairs and the mittens and the kittens have all gone away. Perhaps the structures of our families have changed. Perhaps the comforts that we once knew look a little different. And yet, one thing has not changed. If we wait for nothing, if we continue to push day by day, night by night, and search in unexpected ways, our fears will lessen. Yes, our fears will lessen, and we too will feel the light of the morning. Good night, moon. Hello, light. Shabbat shalom.